Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Spring is asparagus season. At Parker Farms in the Northern Neck, 30 foreign workers who come through the federal H-2A visa program are lined up along machines that wash and cut each stalk before they sort and pack bundles that ship to wholesalers and retailers, like Kroger, Wegmans, and Walmart. Owner and general manager Rod Parker has been with a family-owned business for more than 45 years. He's one of the largest produce farmers on the Atlantic coast. Without foreign workers, he'd have no business.
This guy you see standing right here, that's that guy.
In his office lobby is a wall of photos of past and present foreign workers.
He's been here almost 40 years. This guy is still here. This guy's still working for him.
Near some of Parker's fields in Leedstown along the Rappahannock River, his friend Gary Allensworth operates a small organic farm with his wife Lois. Their clients include Whole Foods and Clyde's Restaurants. They also have a local farm stand. Every year, both men hire an agency to do all their paperwork, pay fees, and make travel arrangements to get seasonal workers. For Parker, it's about 100, and for Allensworth, it's just 5. Allensworth groans over the arduous process.
I got a little list in my pocket. I'm going to take it out for my memory purposes. So it is a federal program. It's called H-2A, and I have no idea what H-2 stands for. And I tried to look it up, and it seems like nobody else knew either.
Parker has a list in his head.
The State Department's involved. U.S. Immigration is involved. Department of Labor's involved. And on a state, you have the Virginia Employment Commission that gets involved. And
most of their workers are from the same villages in Mexico and return year after year. In Virginia, pay is $12.67 an hour. But unlike U.S. citizens, foreign workers don't pay taxes. Farmers pay for housing and transportation. Workers are highly skilled and average 60 to 80 hours a week, including weekends. Employees don't have to pay overtime. Again, Allensworth.
We can't get enough American workers that will do the work. Used to be you could hire high school kids, and once in a while now you still can.
Now, he says, there are few American workers who can match the skills of foreign farm workers.
If you hire that high school kid, which has no training, and you put him out there doing what those H-2A workers are doing, the program says pay him the same rate as you're paying those guys. And I don't like that provision, because you're not getting the same return.
This year, with tighter border restrictions and the COVID-19 pandemic, the Allensworth farm didn't get all 5 of their workers in time to begin harvesting their strawberries and asparagus. Lois Allensworth was tending seedlings at her greenhouse. She says workers have been held up at the border, including her crew chief of 20 years, Mario, who arrived several weeks late. And they're still waiting on his nephew.
So we had no idea that it was going to be a problem for him to get a visa. But the president said people with visas that were necessary are going to be able to come.
The strawberries came early this year, and the Allensworth are concerned picking will overlap with getting their tomatoes planted.
I guess we're going to dig somebody out the bushes, but they can't do the work that my 5 guys have got that work like a clock. So it's kind of important right now for me to get them back.
Meantime, the Allensworths have a new problem, operating their farm stand in the midst of a pandemic. From Leedstown, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.